Oppenheimer had been interviewed once again about the Crouches' allegation that he had hosted a party meeting at his Kenilworth Court home in Berkeley in July 1941. On this occasion, two investigators from the Senate Judiciary Committee questioned him in the presence of his attorney, Herbert Marx. Oppenheimer again denied knowing either of the Crouches. He also denied that he had ever met Grigory Kaifetz, a Soviet intelligence officer stationed in San Francisco, and he denied that Steve Nelson had ever approached him for information about the bomb project. The interview was conducted in a less-than-friendly manner. Seeing the Senate staffers taking careful notes, Marx interrupted to say that he wanted a copy of any record they made of the conversation. When they rebuffed this request, Marx insisted that if they wished to continue to ask about Oppenheimer's affairs, we would want a transcript. To this, the Senate staffers coldly observed that last spring Oppenheimer had been under subpoena, and at that time, Oppenheimer's other lawyer, Joe Volpe, had suggested that Oppenheimer be interviewed in an informal talk. They thought, said the Senate staffers, that they were being nice about it. On this note, the 20-minute interview soon ended. Such encounters convinced both Oppenheimer and Marx that the Crouches' allegations had not been put to rest. On May 20, 1952, just 3 days before Weinberg's indictment, Oppenheimer arrived in Washington for yet another interrogation. The lawyers who were about to prosecute Weinberg had decided it might be useful to confront Oppenheimer with his accuser. 4 years earlier, Richard Nixon and his HUAC investigators had lured an unsuspecting Alger Hiss to a room in New York City's Commodore Hotel and confronted him with his accuser, Whitaker Chambers. Hiss was now serving a prison term for perjury. Perhaps, Justice Department investigators reasoned, Nixon's tactic was worth trying on Oppenheimer. Accompanied by his attorneys, Oppenheimer walked into the Justice Department to be interviewed by lawyers from the Criminal Division. Questioned about the alleged July 1941 meeting in his Kenilworth Court home, he once again denied the Crouches' story and insisted that he had been in New Mexico at the time. He said he did not know either Paul or Sylvia Crouch and that no such persons had come to his home during that period to talk about communism or the invasion of Russia. He said that he had read Crouch's testimony before the California State Committee on Un-American Activities, the Tenney Committee, and he had no recollection of the meeting Crouch described. He volunteered that he had talked with his wife and also with Kenneth May, and they confirmed his recollection that no such meeting occurred. At this point, the Justice Department lawyers turned to Oppenheimer's attorneys, Herb Marx and Joe Volpe, and said that Paul Crouch was sitting in the next room. Would it be acceptable, they asked, if Crouch was brought into the room to see if he would recognize Dr. Oppenheimer, as well as to see if Dr. Oppenheimer would recognize Crouch? With Oppenheimer's acquiescence, Marx and Volpe agreed. The door then opened, and Crouch walked up to Oppenheimer, shook his hand, and said, "How do you do, Dr. Oppenheimer?" He then turned melodramatically to the lawyers and said that the man with whom he had just shaken hands was the same person who had been his host at a meeting in July 1941 at 10 Kenilworth Court. Crouch reiterated that he had given a talk on the Communist Party propaganda line to be followed after the invasion of Russia by Hitler. If Oppenheimer was taken aback by this performance, the FBI record fails to report it. Instead, it merely notes that he quickly responded that he did not know Crouch. Prompted to describe the July 1941 meeting in greater detail, Crouch said that he remembered Oppenheimer asking him several questions at the conclusion of his hour-long presentation. To this, Oppenheimer interrupted to ask what exactly he was supposed to have said in this question period. Crouch then claimed that Oppenheimer's questions involved a philosophical analysis of Russia's involvement in the war based upon Marxian doctrine. Crouch said, "Dr. Oppenheimer stated that he could see why we should give aid to Russia, but asked why we should aid Britain, who might double-cross us." Crouch claimed Oppenheimer also asked whether or not the German invasion of Russia had now created two wars, a British-German imperialistic war and a Russian-German people's war. To this, Oppenheimer said that such questions by him were impossible because he had never at any time thought or advanced the suggestion of two wars. Marx and Volpe made some attempt to trip Crouch up by asking him about Oppenheimer's appearance. Did he look substantially the same as he did in 1941? Crouch replied that he looked the same. "What about his hair?" asked one of the two attorneys. Crouch allowed that Oppenheimer's hair might be a little bit shorter than in 1941, but he hadn't really concentrated on his hair. In fact, in 1941, Oppenheimer had worn his hair in a long, bushy cut. By 1952, he kept it very short, almost a crew cut. Still, this was a small discrepancy. On the whole, Crouch had demonstrated that he might be a credible witness against Oppenheimer in a court trial. He had described the interior of Oppenheimer's home, and he also had seemed credible in claiming to have seen Oppenheimer in the autumn of 1941 at a housewarming party for Ken May. Oppenheimer had conceded that he remembered dancing with a Japanese girl at a party that might well have been May's housewarming party. This might be regarded as an important admission, since Crouch further claimed that he had seen Oppenheimer deep in conversation at this party with Ken May, Joseph Weinberg, Steve Nelson, and Clarence Hiskey, another physics student at Berkeley. After Crouch finally left the room, Oppenheimer turned to the Justice Department lawyers and once again stated that he had no recollection of ever having met Crouch. At that, he was excused. He left with Marx and Volpe, and afterwards the three men speculated on what the Justice Department's next step would be. 3 days later, on May 23, 1952, they learned of the indictment of Weinberg, and that the indictment made no mention of Crouch, Oppenheimer, or the Kenilworth meeting. In fact, Oppenheimer's lawyers had lobbied the Justice Department through AEC Chairman Gordon Dean to drop the Kenilworth incident from the indictment. Oppenheimer was relieved, but only momentarily.